Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some biking now. We head to upstate New York and we're joined by Julia Slyer. Julia, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Julia, I'm excited to delve into what you've done from a bike perspective, because you mentioned to me that you've done a lot of work on improving your bike and you've been seeing the gains and the benefits in doing that. It's pretty important to be a good biker, particularly if you want to be competitive in age group slots. You're going to win it or lose it on the run, but you can set it up perfectly on the bike if you have a strong bike.
Yeah, absolutely. I've won a race on the run before, but definitely having that confidence on the bike to be able to get up there in slots is super helpful.
Julia, what sort of stuff have you really worked on and focused on this year to get better on the bike?
Well, this year I invested in a power meter, which has helped so much. It's kind of allowed me to focus my training a lot better. And I also made sure that I was actually biking through the winter. I set up a trainer in my dorm room and just biked like an hour, 2 hours, a couple times a week. And that really, really helped set me up well for the outdoor season.
Well, there's two things I'm going to dig into there. First one's the power meter. It's for many triathletes, it's been a game changer. Do you wish you got one a bit sooner?
I'm not sure if I wish I got one sooner. I'm definitely glad that I have it now, but I think training just by perceived effort and cadence helps me in the past. And it definitely allowed me to just get used to my bike without having to worry about looking at my Garmin and looking at my power output and everything like that.
What have you learned? What's the biggest sort of takeaway that you've learned from training with the power meter about yourself and the way you train?
I've basically learned that I was riding not very hard before I got my power meter. My coach has set me up with workouts now so that I hit most of my zones. And most of my stuff is usually tempo rides, over long distances usually. Whereas in the past I'd go really, really easy for my long distance stuff.
Let's talk about training through the winter. Something that's popped up very often here on the Kona Edge is consistency and probably more so in the water and keeping going. But have you found that that's really helped getting on the indoor? I know it's not really conducive to getting outdoors during your winters because they can be quite tough. But the indoor trainer, as horrible as it is to spend time on them, they do have a place in a training regime.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd never really trained on the bike through the winter before. I usually just ran. So having my bike set up on a trainer in my room, well, it annoyed my roommate, but other than that, it was awesome. I got to get my workouts in and I was just set up so well for the outdoor season once I could finally ride outside. And I definitely made some gains.
It's basically that you're not starting from scratch every season, essentially, that you're building on something. You don't need to do too much, but something's better than nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely maintained a lot of the fitness that I gained going through Kona in 2015. I only took about 3 weeks off after Kona, and then I just got right back into training. Got on my trainer. That way I didn't really lose much fitness. I just got to build on it.
What's the biggest thing you're struggling with as far as the bike goes and your performance on the bike right now?
Well, I definitely need to make sure that I don't push too hard on the bike now that I have more confidence in it. That way I still have my run legs left. And I just got to work on my bike nutrition a little bit more.
As far as gains go on the bike, have you done one thing that you think's given you major advantage in your career so far?
Well, this season I've done a lot more, distance riding, 4, 5, 6 hours. And that's definitely helped me in terms of endurance and also just the mental edge that I've gotten from riding that long so often definitely helped me in my last race.
It's so funny you say that, because in my first few Ironmans, I was doing lots of those sort of rides. This year, not so much, and you can feel it. You might not think it's making a big difference, but like you say, from a mental perspective, if you've been there many times before, come race day, it's really not such a big stretch.
Yeah, exactly. I used to hit like this mental wall when I got to 100 miles in a race, and those last 12 on the bike would just kill me. And in my last race, since I was so used to riding that long, it really didn't feel any different. I was just excited to be, you know, moving on to the run instead of dreading the last 12 miles.
Awesome. Let's talk about favorite workouts, and I'm going to put you on the spot for 2 years. What's your favorite indoor workout? What's your favorite outdoor workout?
My favorite indoor workout is just doing some really hard intervals, you know, short stuff, like 30 seconds. In like zone 5 or 6, you know, it blasts your legs, but it really does help and you feel pretty good afterwards. Favorite outdoor workout is probably, you know, 4 or 5 hour tempo rides, do some threshold intervals in the middle of it. Cause it doesn't, you know, kill you, but you still feel like you're making all those gains.
What do you hate about the bike?
I hate it when my butt gets sore, but other than that, I actually really love the bike. I love being out there on my bike.
Awesome stuff. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up next time and chatting a little bit about your run.
Awesome. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.